This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning for a second phase of Lok Sabha polls is in full swing, set to conclude tomorrow. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. Polling for this phase will take place in 89 constituencies of 13 states and union territories. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally at Unyara in Tonk Sawai Madhopur Lok Sabha constituency in Rajasthan today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi assured that reservation for SC/ST and backward classes will neither end nor be allowed to be divided on the basis of religion. The Prime Minister also appealed to voters to strengthen democracy by voting in maximum numbers. Meanwhile, in Karnataka, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra held a public rally in Chitradurga this afternoon. She is also scheduled to address another rally at Bangalore South parliamentary constituency. In a related development, Dr. Anshul Abhijit has been declared Congress candidate from the Patna Sahib constituency for the Lok Sabha elections. The party's Central Election Committee approved the candidature of Dr. Anshul Abhijit today. Dr. Abhijit will face BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad from Patna Sahib seat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called India's performance in the latest Quaquarelli-Simmons QS World Rankings on Higher Education encouraging. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the emphasis on quality education in the future will deepen even further to benefit India's Yuva Shakti. He added that the government is focusing on research, learning and innovation in a big way. Prime Minister Modi also met with Nunzio Quaquarelli, the CEO of QS. Mr. Quaquarelli announced that over the next few weeks, QS will share some results from the latest QS World University rankings by subject, starting with the Indian higher education system. The Delhi Rouse Avenue Court today extended the judicial custody of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS leader K. Kavita till May the 7th in connection with a money laundering case linked to the now scrapped Delhi excise policy. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of Rouse Avenue Court directed the Tihar Jail authorities to produce both Mr. Kejriwal and Ms. Kavita through virtual conferencing on May the 7th. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has asked airlines to ensure that children up to the age of 12 years are allocated seats with their parents and guardians who are travelling on the same PNR. According to the DGCA's statement, various instances came to its notice wherein children below the age of 12 years were not seated along with their parent or guardian. It said the existing air transport circular has been suitably modified. The European Union has adopted new visa rules that will allow frequent travellers from India to apply for multiple entry Schengen visas with longer validity, easing travel to 29 European countries. It was announced by the EU delegation to India and Bhutan yesterday. The rules will make it easier for regular Indian travellers to get the visa under the new cascade regime. The two-year visa will normally be followed by a five-year visa if the passport has sufficient validity remaining. During the validity period of these visas, holders will enjoy travel rights equivalent to visa-free nationals. Archery World Cup 2024 will begin today with qualification round in compound 50-meter event at Shanghai in China. The three-time Olympian Deepika Kumari will spearhead the Indian challenge at the Archery World Cup. India has sent a 16-member archery team, including 8 men and 8 women, for the first stage of the World Cup, which will be held between the 23rd to the 28th of this month. The Inter Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave spell is likely to continue over East India during the next 4 days and expand to more parts of the region from Wednesday. Heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to prevail in isolated pockets over Gangetic West Bengal. IMD has forecast heat wave conditions in isolated pockets over interior Karnataka, Odisha, East Uttar Pradesh, West Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The maximum temperatures were in the range of 42 to 45 degrees Celsius for most parts of Odisha, Rayalaseema, Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand, among others. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Lucknow Super Giants at Chennai today at 7:30. And with that, we end this news bulletin.